Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. As I have traveled across our nation, I have noticed a number of foundations of buildings that have been there for years. Of what value is a foundation without a superstructure? Maybe those who laid the foundation were like the man Jesus mentioned in Luke 14. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest perhaps, after he has laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Luke 14:28-30. The church has the best possible foundation, Jesus Christ our Lord. And how are we building on that foundation? What materials are appropriate for the structure? Paul calls himself a wise master builder. He claimed to have laid the foundation for the Lord's cause in the city of Corinth. He urged those who came after him to take heed how they built on the foundation he had laid. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:10-11. In this context, Paul writes of the preachers or other teachers who are doing the work of building on the foundation. The whole context proves Paul was speaking of the work preachers do in planting and building the church. He was not referring to Christians in general. Please listen. If any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. It ought to be plain from the simple reading of the text that some building materials are imperishable, while others are perishable. This indicates that those who are converted to Christ may not always be solid and stable. Some of them are like wood, hay, and stubble. J.B. Lightfoot, a reputable English scholar, says these items suggest a palace on the one hand and a mud hovel on the other. The members of any congregation differ in their devotion to the cause of Christ. Some of them are as solid as the rock of Gibraltar, and some are as weak as pewter. There have been theologians who have interpreted the gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble to mean religious doctrines. That simply cannot be the case. Can any man preach false doctrine and still be saved? Paul affirmed, If any man's work shall be burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. 1 Corinthians 3:15. Can one build false doctrine on the foundation of Jesus Christ? The building materials represent people that preachers and other teachers bring to Christ. The preacher has the responsibility of teaching the truth, since only the truth can save. John 8:32. Yet the teacher cannot be totally responsible for defection from the faith. Paul planted the church at Corinth. Apollos watered. But neither could be held accountable for the faithfulness or unfaithfulness of those they brought to Christ. The materials the preachers use in building on the foundation will be tried by fire. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Who is the every man in this verse? Many Calvinists interpret this expression to mean an individual Christian. The context indicates that it is the work of the one who is building on the foundation. The preacher's work will be tried and manifested. The word tried means examined with a view of either approving or disapproving. Whatever the result of the trial, it will be shown whether it's gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.